Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
And good morning. Welcome. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox alongside Dan Buck. Good morning.
Good morning. Ryan Recker on his this will be your sixth hour of radio since midnight. That's crazy.
Coast to coast AM. Yeah.
Yes, man.
Ooh,
oh, man.
Boy.
You are a glutton for punishment.
I know. You talk about punishment. So my wife just woke up and she's coming out to the kitchen and we immediately get into a fight. So I am a glutton for punishment. I decided to start something when I didn't need to start something. It's classic husband move, okay. Which is complain about the new soap she put out in the kitchen. She put pumpkin spice soap out and it smells terrible. It's a girl smell, number one.
Dude,
pick
your battles.
I should have picked
Ryan,
my battles.
Pick
right.
Your battles, Ryan. That is not
but
one of them. Let's just let it go.
It's good morning, honey. Can we get rid of this stinky soap? And I can't stand this pumpkin spice anything. And there she is now. She digs in even deeper. I could have handled this better.
Oh, you're going to have candles burning shortly.
Everywhere. Pumpkin spice everything.
She's coming home with pumpkin latte everything. From Starbucks. I mean, it's going to be, you're going to regret ever knocking her pumpkin spice soap. That's a mouthful,
by the way. It was terrible.
Just tell your wife that we appreciate it. We love it. Just you don't.
Oh, no. I went the wrong direction. I said, fine, I'm just done washing my hands, I guess.
Yeah.
She didn't like that either.
Oh, man.
I'm in trouble. So nothing like starting the morning with a fight with the wife.
Yeah, well, and I'm hoping like you didn't keep her up all night hosting the show there in your studio. Is it a different part of the house where she doesn't have
no.
to hear you? No?
It's directly above me is our bedroom. So.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah.
And I have to try to be, and at night you're a little bit more quiet. You don't have to be as loud. It's a little bit slower pace, which is fine. So I think it's okay. I'll just have to take a different approach to all of this. Here's what I thought I would do. Basically, it's a giant, giant pump of this soap. I think I'm going to secretly start pouring some out slowly so this thing disappears sooner than later. Is that a good idea?
You know you're on the radio right now, right?
I was just thinking that, Dan.
You're on the
radio. I was like,
radio.
You know she can hear you.
Yes, she can hear you, and then she can go back and listen to it on the app. So you're doomed now, buddy.
Oh, no. Yeah. She'll water it down so it lasts longer.
You've got to accidentally spill it.
I wonder, is there a date or a cutoff before pumpkin spice can be brought out and like, is it September 1st, no pumpkin spice before that? Or is it the 15th? Is it October 1st? Should we have a cutoff before pumpkin spice can be brought out? Because I'm with you a little bit. I get a little worn out of pumpkin spice by Thanksgiving.
I mean, they have Halloween stuff out in July.
I know.
So,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, exactly
and
right.
Just when you think I might be overreacting a little, I put my hands close to my nose so I can smell it.
Yeah.
And I think, no, I'm not overreacting. This means war, this smell.
No, dude, nobody wants pumpkin spice on their hands. I don't think. Do they?
I don't want it in my mouth.
I'm just
I don't
waiting
want
to see her walk out on the stream.
No one wants soap in their mouth, but you don't like it in
the
coffee.
Smell of it. Yeah.
You don't like it in coffee. You don't like it anywhere.
I don't like the flavor. I don't like it. Everything's pumpkin spice. Cookies. No, I don't
cookies.
Want
cookies. They even
that.
Have a blizzard now. I think it's pumpkin spice.
No, thanks.
I know.
I am going to pass. I'll keep you updated as the week goes by. We'll see if she notices when I'm pouring a little out over the course of the week.
That's funny. I actually did have a pumpkin spice. They actually pumpkin pie blizzard yesterday at Dairy Queen. It was not good. I shouldn't have done
it. Well, I could have told you that. I mean, I know. All right, let's do the short list.
The Mark Cox short list.
At the Emmys, would it have killed someone to get up there, since they all want to talk about their politics, would it have killed somebody to get up there, not give a speech about how much they like Charlie Kirk, just to say, we had a political assassination this week, and that's wrong.
It's Bill Maher over the weekend.
Yeah.
Notice that wasn't brought up during the Emmys. That's an interesting moment. I know it's divisive, and a lot of celebrities have to be careful because I'm sure their publicists and managers are saying, sit this out. But would it have been a bad thing if someone at least acknowledged that a bad thing happened? Probably not.
It was an assault on our most sacred liberties and God-given rights. The gun was pointed at him, but the bullet was aimed at all of us. That bullet was aimed at every one of us.
Let's look at the situation a lot of people are in. There's a lot of truth to that.
And I'm gonna talk more extensively about Trump's comments after this segment.
Sounds good.
All right.
Charlie Kirk, a warrior for country, a warrior for Christ. He ran the race. He finished the fight. Now it's our turn. My charge to all of you, live worthy of Charlie Kirk's sacrifice.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of powerful moments during the memorial.
Hegseth was fantastic. Just sincere, godly, wonderful. I just felt he nailed it, as did JD, as did Rubio. But yeah, it was incredible.
I forgive him because it was what Christ did. And is what Charlie would do. The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love and always love.
Wow.
That was
most powerful moment.
Yeah, that was benchmark Christianity right there, folks. It's hard to measure up to that kind of love, that kind of forgiveness that was displayed by Erica Kirk yesterday. I was speechless. My wife and I just looked at each other when she said that, when she says, I forgive him. I was blown away. I mean, as a person of faith, you like to think you could get there, but I can guarantee I wouldn't get there in 2 weeks, you know, that you could forgive such an evil, violent, horrific act that took your, you know, your most precious loved one out of your life and away from all of us, and the work that he had started and was undone, and all the pain that goes with that. And now her whole world is upside down. And for her to go out on stage in front of millions of people, you know, the 70 or the 100,000 in the stadium, but I'm talking about the millions online, and to witness to God's love in that moment was just unlike anything I've ever witnessed in a speech and in a moment in time for this country. And it's going to help us heal. I truly believe it. I think we've got to get past this, but don't forget this, right? It's we must make this moment in time matter. And what that looks like, I'm still struggling internally myself of what does that mean for me? How do I make my life better and bolder, and how do I get stronger in my convictions and stuff like that? But that's what yesterday for me was all about, was just how do we move forward? And so many people were spot on, Ryan.
Well, that was partially the Tucker Carlson part of his speech. And I was kind of surprised to see Tucker Carlson involved in that yesterday, but his whole idea was it's about how you change yourself. It's about what's in you and how you align yourself with Christ. And that was a powerful message, because a lot of people are watching, like Erica, and saying to themselves, you know, how would I be able to handle a situation like this? Would I be able to do it? But ultimately, it's how are you connected? And that's what matters.
Yeah. The self-reflection part, not just, I think, from Tucker, but from so many of the speakers, you could tell that this moment has moved them personally, right? And they are going to be better people for it. They're going to change things about themselves and about their life. Now, I said I was going to comment about the president. After Erica spoke, I said to my wife in the car, I said, why didn't the president go before that? That should have been cleanup. That should have been the end of that service, because it just was so uplifting and moved everything forward. And I'll be quite honest. I said, I hope the president doesn't go on one of his rants and go off prompter and go on one of his pontification speeches where he, you know, is Donald Trump. I hope here he can humble himself enough to know the moment, to know the audience, to know that she just closed this thing out. And he couldn't do it. I hate to say it. The president couldn't stop himself. And I am a Trump fan. Do not get me wrong. I am not bashing our president, but he missed a moment to be humble. He missed a moment to just reflect on Charlie and be done and get on and off, but he just couldn't. I know what you mean. He had to just, you know, go off script. If I was his script writer, he would absolutely drive me crazy. Because he...
It'd be a tough job.
You can tell when
he's... Or an easy job.
Yeah. You can tell when he's reading his script, because it's it's poignant. It's on mark. It's saying what he's supposed to be saying. And then he expands on it, and it becomes all about him. And I hate to say it, it became all about him in moments in that speech. And it was driving down the road. I was like, why? Why can't he just one time stop and let this moment live and let this moment be so good as it was with her speech and all the speeches before that? I mean, JD and Hegseth, the president of Hillsdale was amazing. And he just, I don't know. Do you know what you mean? I mean, I don't mean to bash my president. I love his policies, but this, it was tough. Man, it was
tough. I know what you mean. We'll have to revisit this. We do have Hans von Spakovsky coming up after the break from the Heritage Foundation on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talk.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you, too. I take it you're substituting for Mark.
Yes, he is.
Substituting for Mark again. Hans von Spakovsky, it's always great to have you. You're a great legal mind. You know, I, without knowing the answer to this, I know with the Heritage Foundation, you work with a lot of other groups, and yesterday was the Charlie Kirk Memorial. Did you ever get a chance to meet him?
You know, I did not, but I know that the president of Heritage, Dr. Kevin Roberts, did, and in fact talked to him quite a bit. And I was really moved by the outpouring of love for him at that huge ceremony. I was particularly struck by what one of the speakers said. I think it was his chief of staff who quoted this Danish philosopher, a theologian from the 19th century, who said, you know, when a tyrant dies, his reign is over. When a martyr dies, his reign is just beginning. And I think that was kind of the theme of everything happening yesterday.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of that.
People talked about it being a revival. Well, a lot going on in the news. Let's talk a little bit about the Trump administration's plans for $100,000 H-1B visa fee hike. That is a significant hike in those technology visas that so many of the tech companies rely on. Is this going to be detrimental, or will it actually create the American jobs that I think the intent of that is?
Oh, no, I think this is a great idea. If I've actually looked at that program, and, you know, the details of that are basically that American companies are supposed to prove that they can't hire an American. They can't find an American with the skills needed for a particular job before they are qualified to get one of those visas to bring in, for example, a computer expert from someplace like India. Well, testimony before Congress and a lot of other evidence shows that they've been engaging in huge amounts of fraud. That they don't have a problem finding Americans. It's just that they know they can bring in those foreign computer experts and computer scientists and pay them a lot less than they would have to pay an American. And so they're hurting Americans with those skills. So by making this so much more expensive, then hopefully they'll actually start hiring the Americans that they claim they can't find.
You know, it was interesting because I saw over the weekend an interview with the head of IBM was asked about this question, Gary Cohn. This was on CBS's Face the Nation. And essentially he said what these big tech companies will do is they just apply for everything they can because it's a lottery system. They only do it to see how many of these different visas they can get a hold of, and then they act appropriately. They said this whole just grabbing whatever you can is not a good strategy. It doesn't help the tech companies. This way you have to be intentional in who you're targeting, and that's going to be a good thing for us in the long run.
Oh, yeah, that's the other part of this. But you guys remember just a couple of years ago, there were employees that worked for the Disney company who ended up testifying before Congress who said they were terminated, but part of their termination was they had to train their replacements who were foreigners being brought in under these visa programs. That shows you how the big companies have been totally abusing this system.
Yep. Hans, another big legal issue I wanted to get your take on this was the president's decision last week and the Justice Department naming Antifa as a domestic terrorist group. How does that change how the law enforcement and the DOJ can treat Antifa? Is, you know, obviously there's the question of do they have the right to free speech? Are they hindering free speech in America? But when speech leads to violence or to incite violence, that's where I guess the terrorism comes in. How do they legally enforce this now? How does it change how they deal with Antifa?
Well, there's no criminal penalty in federal law associated with being named a terrorist organization. But the biggest thing this does is it allows the government to go after the funders of organizations like Antifa, because it is a criminal violation of federal law if you provide material support for a terrorist or terrorist organization. Look, Antifa, BLM, they didn't organize and incite the kind of violence that they have without getting all kinds of money from other organizations. We just did a report about how George Soros has given $80 million to organizations that support terrorism or praise it in public. This allows them to go after the funders, and that's the key to stopping the kind of violence that they're spreading.
Wow. Very good. Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your insight.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Hans.
And Nicole Murray from This Morning with Gordon Deal. We'll talk business with Nicole coming up after the break. Wow. Hans is fantastic, by the way. Every time we get a chance to talk to him, he is so good at breaking things down. Just like Nicole is with business.
That's right.
I can't wait to see how this birthday party with her sister was over the weekend. 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox with Dan Buck this morning and this week, really. It's been a long night already. Filled in coast to coast all weekend. Did three shows this weekend. It's the first time I've done three shows in a row. And I'll tell you, it does get a little exhausting. Particularly, I didn't want to say no to doing the Mark Cox Morning Show either, because I love doing this. So doing back-to-back shows. I took a vacation day, by the way, from my regular job. So
good
after
for
the
you.
Show today, I could sleep.
Yeah, you will need a nap after going midnight to 4, getting 1 hour off, and then being back here for 5 o'clock to start this show. That's a crazy schedule. I got to catch That's the right. end of your show, too, with the lady who was talking about the transplants that aliens put into your body. You get some yes. characters on that show. It is amazing, yes, the people who call in and your guest.
Well, she's a hypnotherapist, uh-huh. and she helps people remember their repressed UFO abductions.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we had that 2-hour conversation last night on Coast to Coast AM, and people call it in saying what happened to them. It's real fascinating. There's never a lack of fascinating stories on that show.
I'm always amazed that so many UFO abductees are awake at that hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, right. They're all
like,
up.
Yeah,
that's
it's like
the time
they're all awake. That's when they're all awake. From midnight to 4 a.m., the UFO abductees come out of the woodwork.
So, that's how it works. Yeah. Nicole Murray joining us this morning with Gordon Deal. Oh, Nicole, how was your birthday celebration?
She got
weekend?
Abducted over the weekend and went to New York City, right, girl?
I'm here. I'm alive.
You survived it. Happy birthday party for your sister up in New York. All went well.
Yes, all went well. Thank you very much. Drinks were had. We hung out on a rooftop. It was lovely. Good memory.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You guys do parties big in your family, it sounds like, for birthdays. That was a significant one, right? 30? Was that 30th?
Yeah, she turned 30, but birthdays are a big deal. My mom is one of those people where she considers it her birthday month once that season gets started. So, yes, it's a big deal in our family.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, did you get a chance to watch any of the Trump during all that, or were you traveling home at that time? I mean the Charlie Kirk. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, unfortunately, was not able to tune in. Barely had enough time to keep up with things on my phone. So, it was just one of those weekends, a little nonstop.
All right. Well, it's back to Monday. How are those markets going to look today?
All right. So right now, futures are slightly lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 172. The NASDAQ up 160. The S&P 500 up 32. Vietnam's flagship carrier, Vietnam Airlines, is planning to add 30 more wide-body jets to its fleet through lease or purchase. The actual delivery for agreed contracts will take place from 2028 to 2030. Boeing 787-900 or Airbus A350-900 are the two models to be considered. Vietnamese airline Vietjet said it has taken delivery of the first Boeing 737-800 plane under its $32 billion order for 200 Boeing 737 jets. Vietnamese President Luan Quang attended a delivery ceremony in Seattle. U.S. Steel has reversed course and said it will continue processing raw steel at its Granite City Works plant in Illinois, nixing a decision that had put the plant on track to stop work in the coming weeks. U.S. Steel did not explain its reasons for changing course. The White House is racing to calm panicked tech executives after President Trump's announcement that a new $100,000 annual fee will be added for H-1B visa applications. Trump later clarified that the payments would only apply to new applicants and not current visa holders. The new rule took effect yesterday and is scheduled to expire in 1 year. President Trump said that conservative media icon Rupert Murdoch and his son Lachlan may be involved in the proposed proposal to save TikTok in the United States. The remarks come as the specific details of the deal to save TikTok in the United States continue to be worked out by President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. And finally, new research says that millennials are the most educated generation, and yet they are the least financially stable and worst paid generation in history.
Yeesh, not great. In history?
In history.
I mean, I don't know. That seems weird.
How do they make that determination? I guess it's against inflation or something, because they're clearly making way more. It's against the cost of living, I assume.
Correct. It's all in comparison with inflation, cost of living, not necessarily the numbers on their own.
Wow.
Right. Well, I guess how far back in history would you have to go to say, okay, wait a minute here. No, I mean, it's not like millennials and them are making a ton of money right now. But keep in mind, this is relative to the radio industry of which I'm comparing it to. So it's not the greatest in that sense.
Exactly.
You know, on a side note, Nicole, can you help me settle an argument with my wife?
Good
luck, Nicole.
Yeah, I don't know what to do here. So immediately, obviously, I'm up early. So before she gets up, and I thought it was wise, the first thing to do when she get up would be to start a fight with her, because she put out pumpkin spice hand soap in the kitchen. I think it smells terrible. And I said, we got to get rid of this. And she looked at it as a investment, as if it was a 401k. We're not moving this. until it's expired well past its prime. So I think we're in the long run for this pumpkin spice hand soap. I want to get rid of it immediately because I think it smells. So how do I fix this?
You don't. You deal with it until that bottle is empty. I don't see you winning in any way, shape, or form.
See, I tried to tell him the same thing. He wouldn't listen to me. He needed a female confirmation. Don't mess with the pumpkin spice, right?
I don't know. I may be the outlier with that. I'm not someone who's obsessed with the pumpkin spice, but if your wife put that out there and went the extra mile to buy it for this season, you're not going to win.
Nope.
And if it's really worth you sleeping on the couch.
Okay, I might be able to pull this off. What I'll do is I'll buy a similar size container and I'll swap the labels and I'll make it look like it's still pumpkin spice and hope she doesn't notice.
She'll notice right away.
I'm telling you, there's no way.
I don't get the obsession with the pumpkin spice, because this morning I had a bagel before the show, and as soon as you wash your hands and you put your fingers up to your mouth to eat, you're smelling your fingers and it's pumpkin spice, and it ruins the flavor of anything you're eating.
Oh, deal with it, brother.
I'm with you. I don't get it. But like you said, deal with it, brother.
Happy wife, happy life.
Amen.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right, Nicole Murray, thank you very much. And I got to find a way out of this. Maybe by the next time we talk, I'll find a way out.
I hope you don't get kicked out.
Thank you. Maybe if you replaced it with cinnamon, like went out there and thoughtfully got something that was still fall. That's what I'm thinking. You just can't get rid of it. You're going to have to replace it with something you can tolerate. And then she'll at least maybe think you were thoughtful about it. Does that make sense?
So I can, let's do something cookie-related. Cinnamon. It's similar, but...
It smells better. Cinnamon smells better than apple spice. Come on.
Ryan,
what's the appeal?
It's time to man up. Just man up and
man
deal
up
with it.
And deal with it.
Oh, I'm going to complain and complain. I'm going to complain so much. It's never going to end. But there's got to be a way I can make this work. You're right. I can substitute it with cinnamon, and that would be the stepping stone. And then I would substitute the cinnamon for a sugar cookie. or something that is a little bit more bearable that would be ushering in the Christmas season. But this is a giant-sized soap dispenser. This thing's going to last at least till the end of the year. I'm not looking forward to that.
We've got suggestions on our Facebook feed saying just buy your own soap and set it next to it.
Oh.
Dueling soaps.
There you go.
Dueling soaps. There's the answer. Leave it to our listeners to come up with it.
See which one gets used first.
I like this idea of the him and her soaps. I know we got a minute or two here. You know, can I play a clip for you real quick? And can I say that I believe this is 100% a lie? Where was it? It was Gavin Newsom giving a speech over the weekend. Is clip number seven. Can I tell you that I 100% believe this is a lie? And I know what most of he says is a lie. But tell me if you even believe this the littlest bit, Dan. Let's play clip seven.
This is a chill. This is chilling. This is serious. I walked into a restaurant the other day. Entire staff came out, started hugging me and crying. What the hell is that? The United States of America. What he's doing to our diverse communities, what he's doing to the fabric of our society.
What?
Okay.
The whole staff came out crying and hugging
him? Yeah. Okay. Tell me, what's the chances of that being real? 0%?
I give it 0.5%. Less than 1% chance that that actually happened.
Yeah, that never happened. And makes it look like he's a big hero. He's trying to talk like Joe Biden, too. Do you notice that?
No. I didn't pick that up.
Come on, man.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, man. This is serious, man. Come on. Come on, man. This is serious. That's like how Joe Biden, when he would get aggravated, would say things like that. But Gavin Newsom, Governor, California, I'm not buying it. And why would he even lie about something like that? That's a weird thing to lie about.
And kind of a stereotype, too. I mean, if you're going to create a lie about, you know, people who are here illegally and these illegals, because that's what his context is that we're deporting these hardworking illegal immigrants. Well, he completely wants to ignore the fact that they are not documented and did not come here legally. And that's the process that every country in the world has, that there's a process to immigration that these people violated. And that's all Trump is trying to do, is to get the law enforced that's been on the books for decade upon decade upon decade, and trying to secure those borders. I don't see it as he's destroying these people's lives. They should have gone through the right process and still can. If they don't have a criminal record, he's not deporting them for and saying you can never come back. He's saying go through the legal process to come back to the United States the way every other legal citizen or legal immigrant did. And I don't understand why why so many of these politicians are taking up the side of illegals. It's amazing to me.
All right. We have in other news coming up after the break, kind of the lighter side, weirder side of what's going on. The Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm talking.
Other news.
6:52, the time where we always give you the weird, the wacky, the oddities of the news world. This one takes the cake, though. So in the UK, where freedom of speech has become somewhat of a rarity, as they're going after people quite often for their speech, this one blew my mind. So apparently, a employee called their boss a penis head, I guess would be the way to do it. In the actual verbiage. Got fired. All right. Got fired for the offense of calling it. Well, a judge there says, well, while her comments were inappropriate and regrettable, they didn't justify dismissal. She won a $40,000 settlement from the company for wrongful dismissal and got her job back for calling her boss, a penis head. Yes.
So you're allowed to do that.
Apparently,
and then you can sue the company after.
That's right. You can't object to COVID shots over there. But
who's going to try that today?
That's right. But by gosh, if you want to call your boss a bad name, you can get away with that, apparently.
Oh, there's a lot of people like, I'm so fed up with this job. That's worth a shot.
I wouldn't try that. In America, I don't think that freedom of speech goes to that length. The employer can still... Can you? Yes.
Well, did you see that Gary Busey was sentenced for groping a woman at a horror movie convention?
No.
So he's 81 years old. Gary Busey, the actor, sentenced to 2 years probation for the 2022 groping in New Jersey. He was up against becoming a sexual offense case. So he took the plea, took the 2 year probation. It's over now.
Yikes.
Looks like he made a mistake.
He had some substance abuse issues in his past too, didn't he?
Some.
With a face like that.
Anyway, he probably would have liked to have been at this Montana animal shelter. Did you hear where the police often go there once or twice a month, the FBI and local police, and burn all their methamphetamines that they confiscate?
Okay.
Apparently, the burner, the incinerator, got backed up, and the smoke started going into the office spaces and where they keep the 75 animals. So everybody's getting stoned and high. They had to evacuate the building. The 75 animals caused a lot of headaches and things, but no one died. No animals were hurt, but they did stop those burns. They told them to get their own incinerator and not do it near all the animals.
Wow.
So apparently they're going to have to invest in their own drug burning incinerator.
Oh, wait. So this is the incinerator that they
use
for the dogs and cats they put down?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Which they don't, I guess it doesn't really matter if the drugs were in there and then you put a dead animal in there.
But they send those ashes back to the people. So are you getting drugs? Like,
oh no,
in your ashes?
Think about that.
That's it. You're on to something. Oh no.
Yeah. I didn't
even
know.
Could you imagine?
I didn't know that's how
they remains.
Yeah, I didn't know that's how they got rid of drugs either. I didn't know they burned them. Did you know that?
What, the drugs?
Burned the drugs.
That's common practice.
Okay.
Yeah,
they just all sat around and did them all.
Oh, well.
Sometimes they'll do that for guns and gun buybacks. They'll destroy them that way, just smash and burn. But with the animal carcasses, that's it's a problem when you have a shelter.
Yeah.
I saw students in a Kentucky school have decided that reading a book is better than boredom. So a lot of schools have been going on a trend of making sure their cell phones are put away and are out of sight during the school day. So books are becoming a popular attraction to kids again. According to this Newsweek and librarians they talked to in Kentucky after they passed that new law. Good for them.
Good. Yeah.
It's working.
Yeah, books coming back.
I would want to see more of that. And I remember the good old days of bookits, and you got a personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut every time you read a book. We bring back the pizzas. That's all you needed to get a kid to read a book was a personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut.
We had ice cream. We had ice cream credits if we got so many books
that's
read.
Awesome, too.
Yep.
You know, looking forward to talking to Jeff Manasso. He was at the Charlie Kirk Memorial. We'll get his take on that next hour. 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.